We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, one thing that might be different for you in these evolving times, these frightening times even, as a sports fan, as just a human being here, that is really nothing new for me, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Something that might now be part of your routine as a sports fan that has always been part of mine for as long as I can remember, really, is I've always had an appetite for old games, for old classic games. CBS has the 08 NCAA championship game on right now, an overtime game, Kansas and Memphis. You know, spoiler alert, Memphis misses a bunch of free throws at the end of regulation. Chalmers hits a three, and then Kansas wins the national title in overtime. Sorry to ruin it for you. With me, I can go back and watch classic games. Yeah, I know who wins. I know the result of the game. But all the details sometimes get foggy. And what I've never understood about sports fans is this. Sports fans like to be entertained. If you like sports, you probably like movies. People go back and watch movies all the time. You know, if there's maybe a half dozen or dozen movies that you like, I know people that do this. They'll be flipping through the channels. They see it. They stick with it. They watch it. They pick it up wherever they find it. Quote movies all the time. And so I'm that way with sports, and I've always been that way. My wife and I, yesterday, we were doing some things around the house. We actually started, and I haven't done this since maybe I was 15 years old. We started a puzzle together yesterday. And I had the laptop and the tablet out, and I was watching old games, watching old NCAA tournament games. I'm in NCAA tournament withdrawals. It's one of my favorite events. I'm an NFL fan first, and then right after that, I would say the NCAA tournament is the next best thing for me. I love college football Saturdays. I love the NCAA tournament. It's right behind NFL Sundays. And so I've got a library of old games. I went back and watched a couple yesterday. Classics. I do that. And so it seems it's interesting watching sports fans now gather on social media. They're watching back games. And CBS and CBS Sports Network are airing some classic games, and it seems like more and more people are going back and reminiscing and getting nostalgic about these games. They aired the 92 regional between Duke and Kentucky yesterday. Today they've got three championship games, Villanova and North Carolina later, that buzzer beater from Villanova to win the championship. So I've always been into it, and it's fun to watch other people rediscover games that they watched a long time ago, and a lot of these games are remember when games, and you can recollect and you can remember where you were and what you were doing when those games were originally played. Like, for example, with Memphis, Kansas, this 08 championship game, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was at a sports bar in Syracuse, New York. I was a senior at Syracuse University, and it was tradition there to get the radio station together and to go out and watch the national championship, and the head of the radio station would pick up the tab, and that year, as it turned out, that was my job. And so I remember it was a double whammy for me because I had bet a lot of money on Memphis, a lot of money relatively speaking back then for a college senior, And then I had to pick up the tab for everybody. So it was a total loser. And I remember storming out of that place because John Calipari's team had let me down. And so I'll do that. You know, you got Texas Tech, I think, in Virginia last year's title game on. And Villanova in North Carolina will be on. And I'll either watch those games back today or I'll find another old game that I like to fill the void later on once I'm done here. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. I said if you just picked up the show, if your affiliate didn't have us last hour, if you're listening on radio.com, the app, which is free to download, you should go get it. You can listen to it on your phone or smart speaker, SiriusXM channel 206. Now, I said last hour, we were going through NFL offseason winners and losers. And I said, look, the Patriots are absolutely a loser in this. They don't have a starting quarterback right now. And Tom Brady is in Tampa. And you can tell that there's an open wound there. Robert Kraft takes out an ad in the Tampa newspaper today, you know, letting, you know, Tampa's citizens and Buccaneers fans know that they're getting the greatest quarterback of all time, as if they needed, you know, reassurance that they had made a good move. But, you know, I guess a class gesture on Kraft's part. He wants to take the highest road possible in this. He doesn't, I mean, he's probably getting bombarded with criticism from Patriots fans because they can't believe that they're going to have to watch Tom Brady in another uniform this year, this fall. And if you thought it was hard for Packers fans to watch Favre with the Jets and Vikings come into Lambeau with the Vikings and beat them, this is going to be even worse. This is going to be even more magnified. Brady's relationship with Patriots fans is even more intense than the relationship Packers fans had with Favre, and way more intense even than what 49ers fans, I think, experienced with Joe Montana. It's a whole different level of love. But what I'm noticing here, and look, the Patriots are not in a great position. They've got $23 million in dead money. There's still salary cap ramifications with Tom Brady and actually Antonio Brown. $23 million in dead money. I think 18 between Brady and AB. They're not in a good spot right now. But I would predict that the Patriots make the playoffs in 2020. I think Belichick clearly has a plan here that we don't know, that isn't quite clear to us right now. You know, it's kind of translucent. We can sort of see it. We can't fully see it. I think we know more about the things Belichick won't do as opposed to the moves he will do. We know he's not going to go after Jameis Winston. We know he's probably now, according to Patriots reporters, not interested in Andy Dalton unless he gets cut. Cam Newton, it's hard to get a read on because his medicals are so important, and it's hard to get physicals right now, given everything that's going on in the world. I think Belichick is going to kick himself, probably is, for the Mohamed Sanu trade last year. He doesn't have a second-round pick in this draft, so it's harder for him to move up in the draft. He doesn't have as many picks. So it's really not clear as of right now what he's going to do at quarterback. I think anybody who thinks that Belichick is going to throw in the towel on 2020 and punt on this year is really out of his or her mind. I think you're absolutely nuts. I think you need to get your head examined if you think that Belichick is going to throw away the 2020 season. I don't think his pride will allow for it. I think his intense desire to win, I think it would absolutely eat at everybody within the Patriots organization if the Buccaneers went out this year, and I expect them to compete for a championship. I think it would drive the Patriots organization from Belichick on down absolutely batty if Brady goes out and wins, say, 12 games this year, and you've got New England that's going like 4-12. I think the optics of that would be bad, and I don't think Belichick has the stomach for it either. You got to remember something. Bill Belichick is trying to retire as the all-time wins leader. And I get it, subjectively, you know, opinion right now is he's the greatest coach of all time, and he's won the most Super Bowls. But Don Shula is still the all-time wins leader. And I believe, I've heard from enough people, that it's important that Belichick passes Shula. That at 67 years old, Belichick wants to retire as the all-time wins leader. Shula's at 328. Belichick's at 273. So it's going to take him 6 years to get there, maybe more. And I don't think he has a 2 or 3 or 4 win season in there because he thinks it's going to, you know, better him in the long run. I don't think Belichick, you know, maybe if he was in his 50s, he could think that way. I don't think he honestly thinks that way right now. I think he knows he's on the back nine of his coaching career. But I just trust the Patriots' way. And I don't think that Tom Brady made Bill Belichick. I think Belichick had just as much to do with Brady's career. I actually think he had more to do with it. And so I think Belichick, I don't have complete blind faith in him, but it's pretty darn close. And I would expect New England to win the AFC East. We know the Jets are going to be bad. There's like this love affair with Miami because everybody has fallen into the what have you done for me lately trap. And because the Dolphins finished on a high note and they went into New England and won in week 17 and they were a true underdog story in 2019, I think too many people in the football media and the national football media are clinging to and they're guilty of short memories. Okay, the Dolphins were good at the end of the year. Now they spent a bunch of money in free agency. Look out. No, that's not going to happen. Ryan Fitzpatrick, there's a reason why he's played for almost every NFL team. He wears out his welcome. I don't care that he went to Harvard. He doesn't play like a smart quarterback. He rolls the dice. He's at the NFL craps table every day, every Sunday. He tries to play like a gunslinger. And so that's going to win the Dolphins games. It's going to lose them games. To me, if he starts 10 games a year, and he normally does, he's going to find a way to win you 5 and find a way to lose you 5. He's a 500 quarterback at best. So I don't think the Dolphins will be good. I think the Bills are very, very, very overrated because I don't have a lot of faith and respect for their quarterback. I just don't see Josh Allen as the type of quarterback that is going to win long-term. And dual-threat quarterbacks are fine. I mean, we saw what Lamar Jackson did winning an MVP this year. You know, in this day and age, you can design an offense, and if a guy can move, then the defense has to account for 11 players instead of 10. That's an advantage for the offense. It evens things up. But Allen can't make accurate throws like Jackson. He's not an accurate passer downfield at all. And I don't think a wide receiver changes that. I don't think wide receivers make quarterbacks. And if they did or if they do, well, then maybe the absolute like greatest of all time, like Randy Moss and Jerry Rice do that. I don't think Stephon Diggs does that at all. So, you know, everybody wants to shovel dirt on the Patriots, and I get it. I think Tampa Bay will compete for a Super Bowl this year. I think in the short term here in 2020, I absolutely believe that the Buccaneers will have a better record than the Patriots. And as far as year one goes, life apart from one another, I think in 2020, Brady will outdo Belichick. I think Brady will win more than Belichick. However, I think that Belichick can and probably will win the Coach of the Year award. And we'll see him win a division and do it with Tom Brady. And even if there's a ceiling on where they go, they don't have enough talent to win the Super Bowl, I think we'll look back on 2020 and say that Belichick did some of his best coaching, and we might even look at this as his finest hour. Because I just refuse to believe that the Patriots are going to hit rock bottom, and I say that without knowing who their quarterback is. If it's not Andy Dalton, if it's not Cam Newton, if it's not Jameis Winston, then who is it? Jarrett Stidham? Maybe. But I don't hear the same things about Jarrett Stidham that I heard about Jimmy Garoppolo there. Like he's the next one. Like they were grooming him to be Tom Brady's successor. But I just feel like Belichick will figure it out. And I think there are a lot of ways to lose games. And the teams in his division, the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills, will find ways to lose more than he will. So I'm not ready to celebrate the Patriots' demise. Because I think that I think they'll be a good team this year. And I want to know if you agree with that. What happens to the Patriots now that Tom Brady's gone? And who do you think they should go out and get to play quarterback? If you were in Bill Belichick's shoes, what would you do? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. Again, that's 855-212-4227. Coming to you from our CBS Sports Radio studios in Pittsburgh. I'm Andrew Filippone. I'd love some interaction, some social interaction. I've been cooped up with my wife the last couple of days. I've got an itch to talk sports. Hopefully you've got the same thing going today, where even if it's a debate and we disagree, it beats sitting by ourselves and kind of wallowing in our current situation. So I'd love to hear from you. 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. And coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Tom Brady, we've discussed a lot today. What becomes of his new team, the Bucs? They have the worst win percentage of any NFL team in the history of the league. 100 years, we know that. Going into the 101st season, Buccaneers have a worse win percentage than the Browns, the Lions. You know, pick your moribund, downtrodden team. The Buccaneers are the worst. And I think he revitalizes that franchise and makes them an instant contender even at 43 years old. He's got a very good offensive coach, and he's got weapons and tools to work with, something he didn't have in New England last year. And that gets me to the next part of the conversation, which is, where does Brady's departure leave the Patriots? What are they now? You know, all kind of reports out there now about, you know, where does Belichick go? We kind of know what he's not going to do. Rumors that he's not going to go after Jameis Winston. Rumors that he's really not interested in Andy Dalton. No one can get a read on Cam Newton because he's still on the Panthers roster and he doesn't have good medical. Does Belichick really believe in Jarrett Stidham? Some have even said he'll tank. I would 100% rule that out. There's no chance that happens. So what should the Patriots do at quarterback? Who do you think they should start? And what kind of team do you think they'll be in 2020? I still think they'll win the AFC East. I think where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm not buying the other three teams in that division. The Bills have a solid defense. I think their quarterback will let them down. I think the Dolphins, way too many people are enamored with the way they closed the season. And I think the Jets have an incompetent head coach. And they can't protect Sam Darnold. And they don't have any weapons for Darnold. So by default, I like New England. And I think if New England wins the division, even if they go like 10-6 and it's ugly, I think Belichick will win Coach of the Year. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That number is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Here's Brad in San Diego. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. I think that Belichick knows what he's doing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have Stidham do it. And he's going to bring in a backup, maybe a draft pick, Herbert out of Oregon.
And how's he going to get Herbert? I mean, how does he get, I mean, he would have to trade up. I don't think Herbert's going to be available for him,
I think,
Brad.
He's going to make a trade or two. And he's going to get an opportunity to have a shot at Herbert. But
if he drafts Herbert, why would he play Stidham over him this year?
Because he's been working with Stidham the last year or two, and he's got a confidence level in Stidham. I'm pretty sure that anomaly this past preseason with the picks that he threw, I think that Belichick has got him to shake that off a little bit. No. I think he's
Stidham?
Nice. Yep.
Well, who's he going to throw to?
That's a whole nother question. But, obviously they didn't want to go after any weapons for Brady, but I think that was all part of Belichick's plan. He was done with Brady. Brady was done with him. And it was time.
Part of his plan was to, like, kind of conspire against Brady and not give him the best chance to win?
No, I think he gave it a try this past season. He really did, bringing in AB, and that just, you know, that was just something.
Okay.
That was not-
Okay. I mean, I think that's the better point to make there, is that they took a swing on AB, but Antonio Brown embarrassed himself with some of the things he said and allegedly did, and Robert Kraft said no more. He's out of here. I don't like the way he represents our organization. The whole idea that because Belichick has familiarity with Stidham, I don't buy that either. I mean, Bill Belichick doesn't exercise loyalty. He's not somebody who, just because he has a past, has past experience with you, believes in you. You know, maybe that's true of other coaches, a lot of coaches. I don't think it's true of Bill Belichick. I think Belichick will turn over every rock and stone to find a player that he thinks can win for him. And he'll do it midseason, he'll do it late in the year. I don't think Stidham being in the system means that it's necessarily his job. And I don't know how you could believe that, you know, preseason turnovers, that, you know, that's gotten corrected in the last few months. If Jarrett Stidham is the Patriots quarterback, I'm not going to feel great about them regardless. You know, I've got a lot of belief and faith in Belichick, and I have to believe that he's got another plan besides starting Jarrett Stidham at quarterback. And if he does, if he doesn't, then they are going to try to win every game 17-14. And I think they'll just hope their defense capitalizes on other mistakes, and they just try to win every game ugly, which, you know, I could see him winning 10 games that way. But I don't see how you could put the ball in Stidham's hand and think, all right, rook or second-year guy with no starting experience, we're going to try to operate the same offense we had last year just with you instead of Brady, the greatest of all time. Paul is in Atlanta. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Have I asked a question? If Brady played his whole career in Detroit and Belichick was in New England, where's Brady on the greatest of all time talk?
He's not one.
Okay. He is not one?
No, I don't think he wins six championships in Detroit.
No. Okay, so if Belichick were coaching in Detroit, how many championships does Detroit win?
And does he have Brady?
He has Matt Stafford for the past however many years.
He's got Matt Stafford, and he had Calvin Johnson for a few years, and he had that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he gets him to a Super. I think he gets him to a Super Bowl, maybe even wins one. Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is that Belichick's the genius in this whole equation. Brady's great. He's a great mechanic, but without Belichick, he's a pedestrian, a good pedestrian, but a very pedestrian quarterback.
Hold on. That sounds disrespectful to say that without Belichick, he's just a pedestrian quarterback.
Very like, good what, pedestrian. Like he made Garoppolo look like a star.
Who did?
Belichick.
Okay, well then Garoppolo didn't do too bad for himself with a different team last year. He went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they didn't get on his arm. I mean, look at his stats.
I think the Patriots were 2-0 in games Garoppolo started. It's not like it was a 15 game season and he went 12-2 and made Garoppolo look like a star. It was two games.
I know. It was a short window for him to look good. The system, I think the system in New England, which is Belichick, is 80% of Tom Brady.
So how do you think Tom Brady's going to do in Tampa Bay then?
It depends how often he gets hit. If he gets hit around and knocked around like Jameis Winston did, and throws off his back foot most of the time and plays off of his behind, I don't think he's going to look very good. They think he's been so blessed up in New England because no one ever laid a hand on him. He's not going to have that down in Tampa.
Well, they had bad line play this past season. He got hit a lot in 2019.
And
they went 12-4.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, if he's able to bring the whole offensive line that he's had from New England down to Tampa, I'll get on board and say that Tampa is a contender, but I just look at, you know, Tampa being, you know, just trying to solve it all with one guy.
And, well, what, okay, so if Tampa was 7-9 with Jameis Winston, what are they with Tom Brady?
I don't know. You know, 7-9, maybe. I don't think they're going to improve the whole
lot. You don't think there's any difference between Winston and Brady?
You know, Brady is more of a proven commodity, but nobody could throw the ball when they get hit as much as Winston did.
Paul, if everybody thought that Winston was a byproduct of a bad line, he'd have a starting job right now. Nobody wants him.
We'll see how. I mean, his story is yet to be told, right?
No, it pretty much has been told. Every team has filled its starting quarterback void, and he's still available.
He'll get his shot. You know, he'll.
Okay, I mean, if. Look, I think Jameis Winston now at this point is a bargain, is a value to a team. You know, I'm in Pittsburgh. I want the Steelers to sign him for a song and have him back up Ben Roethlisberger and maybe eventually be the successor to Roethlisberger after waiting behind him for a couple of years. But if teams really believed that Jameis Winston failed in Tampa Bay because the line was bad, then as a former number one overall pick, he would have been picked up immediately. If he was just a quarterback that teams felt was put into a bad situation, Jameis Winston, given his pedigree, would be a team starting quarterback right now. There's a reason why he's not. Look, I tend to believe that Belichick had more to do with the Patriots' success than Brady, but it's blasphemy to say that Brady would be a pedestrian quarterback without Belichick. Go look up the definition of pedestrian. Means just run-of-the-mill. Just a very bland, average quarterback. That's not Tom Brady without Bill Belichick. That's insulting. I happen to think that both are great, and that's how you get an unprecedented dynasty in the salary cap era. That's how you have a team that, you know, produces no losing seasons over 19 years and goes to 9 Super Bowls. They both have to be great. I happen to think Belichick's a little bit better, but not by much. And so I think Belichick will produce another winner in New England in no time. I think Brady can win the Super Bowl this year in Tampa Bay. But come on, you're going to come on here and say that Brady's a pedestrian quarterback? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. If you were the Patriots, what would you do? Who would you turn to at quarterback? Who would be your guy? And how do you think New England will be? What will life look like without Tom Brady? Will they still win? Will they still be a playoff team? Or are they ready to see how the other side, the other half lives? Is New England in for a rude awakening? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Your call's next, please. I want to hear from you today. It's Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, thanks for finding me wherever you are, whatever you're up to today. Understand these are trying times, and we're all trying to get through this together. So exercise, extreme caution, social distancing important. Let's try to get through this, and then hopefully we can get back to rallying around and coming together for our shared love of sports, getting live sports back. Once it gets, you know, safer out there, the sooner the better for me. And, you know, we'll be able to get into maybe the NBA playoffs and the start of baseball season and NFL training camps going off as planned. I know that's one of the things I'm hoping for. There are a lot of things that matter in life, you know, family, first and foremost, faith. For a lot of you, too. And I've got faith that this is going to work out. Maybe I'm just an eternal optimist. I don't know. And, you know, I work in sports. So I, you know, from my viewpoint, because it's my passion, it's my career, you know, I can't wait for games to get back. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we'll have it someday soon. Right now we're talking about here on CBS Sports Radio, and you can join the conversation at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What happens to the Patriots now that Brady's gone? Do they just go in the tank? Do they reveal themselves as a team that was all Tom Brady? Or does Belichick find a way to keep it together? And do they produce a good team in 2020? I'm of the opinion that they'll still win the division. And I say that without knowing who their quarterback is. But I'd like to think it's somebody other than Jarrett Stidham. And if it's Stidham, then I think they're going to try to win games relying on the mistakes of other teams. And it's just going to be a very vanilla offense. Mostly win with defense, like they did that year with Matt Castle. And that probably will be enough in the AFC East. And if it goes that way, if they win the division to make the playoffs, I think Belichick will win Coach of the Year. But I think in year one, Brady will ultimately do better than Belichick, because I think Brady has been put in a better situation. Here is O'Neal in Georgia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, O'Neal.
How you doing?
Hey.
All right, so I get straight to it. All right, okay. So look, I think that you are right with Belichick. I think that the Patriots still going to be a contender just because of the way their division is set up.
Okay.
But I'm going to Brady down in Tampa. I'm not 100% sold on that.
But what percentage are you sold?
I may be a little more on the 40%
okay.
side of things. And I'm gonna break it down to you like Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Okay.
This is a classic on the other side of the spectrum. Okay.
Okay.
They're both are great, mm-hmm. but they were good together.
Yep.
They never won a championship without each other. You know, of course, until Phil Jackson went on and got a whole other combination. But the point is, though, they didn't win in Chicago without each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. They were both contenders,
yep.
but they never crossed the hump. And I think that's what's going to happen here. Tampa Bay.
What if Michael Jordan, after Phil Jackson, had gone and played for Pat Riley, another good coach? Definitely not on Phil Jackson's level, but another coach who wasn't, you know, a total bum. That's the situation Tom Brady is walking into. Bruce Arians has won the NFL Coach of the Year award twice. He's won with young quarterbacks. He's won with older quarterbacks like Carson Palmer. He's won with backups. And they've got weapons down there, O'Neal.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, I got to give you credit on that.
I mean, that he's not going to, you know, the Buccaneers historically have not been a good team. And there's a reason why they haven't made the playoffs since 07. They've drafted, you know, at quarterback. They went with Jameis Winston. They never coached the reckless side of the game out of him. Before that, they used a first-round pick on Josh Freeman, who was a total bust. You know, and they're in a division with the all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns, Drew Brees, and two MVPs, Ryan and Newton. So it's a bad spot to be in. It's a really bad spot. But I see a changing of the guard in that division. Newton's too injury prone. He's done. Bridgewater's taking over. I think Matt Ryan is a solid quarterback, but I say that even, you know, understanding that his best football was with Kyle Shanahan as offensive coordinator, and he's gone. And I think Drew Brees can absolutely still get it done and is a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the best to ever do it. But I think he and Brady are pretty much on the same level. And I happen to like Brady's supporting cast better than Brees right now. So I think that'll be neck and neck. I mean, I don't think New Orleans is going to go away anytime soon. I think both of those teams will win more than 10 games. But I believe that the Buccaneers will have, you know, will maybe be one game better. I think the Buccaneers will go like 12-4 this year. And I think the Patriots will be like a 10-6 team. Here's Austin in Indiana on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
So I think that Belichick's going to succeed no matter what. I mean, remember when Matt Castle stepped in and then went and got a bad contract with, I think it was like Minnesota
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah, so anybody can fill in. Like, Belichick can just plug and play. That's an automatic. And I don't even like the Patriots, but he's just great.
Same. I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah, yeah. Go Bears, but hey. Anyway. Freaking. Man, I wanted to say about the free agency, why would we pick up Jimmy Graham for $8 million?
You're talking about the Bears?
Yeah, good God.
Yeah, I don't get that move at all. I think Foles is a good move as long as I think the Bears should commit to him now. I think the smartest thing the Bears can do is make Foles the starter and make Trubisky the backup. I think if you get 16 games with Foles with that defense, he's familiar with the system. I think they can win a lot because the defense is that good. And I think Trubisky is just a total train wreck. I think Foles is one of those quarterbacks where he's like a chameleon. I think he takes on the color of the team he plays for. And if it's a really good defensive team, then, you know, and they've got a defense that, you know, doesn't force him to score 27 points a game or 28 points to win, he's fine. I think when he's on a team that lacks a strong defense and is kind of like a whole new way of doing things, I think he struggles. I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacks that fit into that kind of box, and he's one of them. But I don't think the Bears should just, like, break glass with him and wait until Trubisky fails. You know what's going to happen, so I would just go with him from day one. Here's Josh in Michigan on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I was actually giving you a quick phone call to talk a little bit about what I think would be a more likely scenario that they that the Patriots do with their next move at QB, and then one I would love to get your opinion on.
Sure.
The first, which I think is more than likely to happen, is they'll go out, they'll sign someone like Brian Hoyer to come in and then draft a quarterback in the draft for him to mentor, set most of the year, maybe come in for some mop-up duty. That seems to me to be the more likely move, especially in a Belichick system. Secondly, I see them possibly, depending on how the dominoes fall in Washington, if Cam Newton goes to Washington, what happens with a guy like Dwayne Haskins, who's still in his rookie contract, not a huge hit to the cap, bringing someone like that in and, you know, really just kind of banking the next at least 5 to 6 years on a big arm like that kid has?
That's a good question. I think if you're Ron Rivera, I mean, is your entire career as a coach, a head coach, are you going to let it be defined by Cam Newton? I mean, Cam Newton actually, believe it or not, has produced more losing seasons as a quarterback than winning seasons, and I know it's not all his fault, and a lot of it is physical. It's his injuries. But I think at this point, if I'm Ron Rivera, I got run out of Carolina because Cam Newton couldn't stay healthy. Am I really going to bet on that again? I don't think that would be prudent. If I'm him, if I'm Ron Rivera, I'm trying to convince my ownership and my GM to take Tua. Is what I would do. I would want to take a flyer on the best quarterback in the draft and hitch my wagon to him. And then at that point, you know, maybe New England would. I think that's an interesting scenario. I think New England, we know Belichick loves value, a first round quarterback, dirt cheap, and Dwayne Haskins in his early 20s. Yeah, I think maybe he would take a shot on that. Why not? We know he loves taking big swings. Antonio Brown, you know, he'll swing and miss. Belichick will kick the tires on just about anybody. And so now he has an opportunity to do that at quarterback, and he hasn't had that chance in 20 years. Ricky in South Carolina is on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey.
I wanted to say you kind of stole my thunder. I think Brady to Tampa Bay, Tampa is now instantly a 12-14.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the weapons they got, with Godwin and Mike Evans and even O.J. Howard at tight end, they're built a lot like the Patriots were in their successes in those years where they had Gronk and all the weapons. And I think if they can solidify the running game a little bit more, because Brady loves to play action pass, if they can...
Well, you got to realize something. You got to realize something with Arians. Bruce Arians is a big believer that the short passing game is the new run game. And so I don't think that we will see in Tampa Bay a situation where it's like Brady in New England, where late in games they just hand the ball off and try to win the game that way. I don't think Arians really believes in it. And so what I think they'll do, Ricky, is I think they'll bring in a running back probably in the draft that can be like a James White type for or like Danny Woodhead or Kevin Falk for Brady in Tampa. And so the guy that I think would make the most sense to them is Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU, who fits that description perfectly. And I think that's why, you know, people were wondering, well, why didn't the Buccaneers, they got a lot of cap space, why didn't they go after Melvin Gordon? I think they want a running back that is going to help them in the short passing game, both as a blocker and both as somebody that can catch the ball out of the backfield. And to me, that's not Gordon's strength. That's not what he does best. So it's a mystery with New England right now. And I think in a way it's exciting. It's not for Patriots fans. I think that Patriots fans right now are trying to cope with loss. They're dealing with the reality of, you know, something that is, you know, a whole generation doesn't know what it's like to live without Tom Brady. And you know what they always say, you don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy. I don't think the next Patriots quarterback, regardless of who it is going to be well received. Coming up next, is Brady going to push for something that might blow up in his face? It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.